The Vacation Show.
And now it's time for today's question.
The question today is, should an aspirant for a church vocation complete studies first?
Well, to answer your question, those who have already begun some study or training, but have decided to apply for a religious vocation before completing their degree, it may be especially perplexing or worrying for their parents, because in principle, it is a good thing to finish what is started. In circumstances where applicants for a religious vocation needs to grow in maturity or need further time to discern their vocation properly, then I certainly recommend that they complete some study or join the workforce until they are ready to enter. Outside of these circumstances, this is if there is no question about their maturity and if clarity in their calling is not lacking, they would do well to consider the following things. Firstly, anyone can defer their studies rather than pull out altogether, so as to not burn their bridges, so to speak. This will enable them to pick up where they left off if they discover that they are not called to a religious vocation. Secondly, it is not uncommon for university students to change from studying from one degree to another. So why should anyone make a distinction when changing to a theological degree? Thirdly, those who seem to lack maturity or who need more time to discern their vocation are always recommended by the vocation director to continue with their studies or training before they assist them to make their application. Family members sometimes have concerns about their children entering a religious vocation if they have not completed any tertiary or other qualifications, feeling that they would like their son to have something to fall back on if they decided to leave the seminary. I can really sympathise with this perspective, as parents naturally want their children's futures to be safe and financially secure. There are a number of factors which are worth considering which may address some of these concerns. Firstly, speaking first of all about men studying for the priesthood, whilst they are in the seminary, they commence a Bachelor of Theology in the Catholic Institute of Sydney. This institute is a faculty of the Sydney College of Divinity, which is civilly accredited by the University of Sydney. This means that if a man decided to leave the seminary, the subjects he has completed would be recognised and accredited by most other universities and could go towards another degree. For example, his courses in philosophy can go towards a Bachelor of Arts, or his studies in theology could equip him to become a religious education coordinator in a Catholic school, or it could even assist him to become a school principal. And secondly, for those who do not continue to study for the priesthood or continue their formation in religious life, their time in formation is not wasted, as it can be a very maturing experience in which much learning and self-discovery takes place. Those who leave take the extra maturity and personal enrichment they have gained to whatever further studies and employment they may undertake. And thirdly, responding to any vocation, including marriage, requires and hinges on the ability to trust in God and his plans for one's life. The significant extent to which this is not easy is not exclusive to those God calls to be priests. Those he calls to marriage often need to change their initial plans in order to respond to their vocation if it arises when they were not expecting it. People in those circumstances may cut studies short, change jobs, or move into state or overseas in response to their future spouse's needs. And once married, they may stop working when children arrive. In a similar way, responding to a call to the priesthood or religious life requires a similar courage and flexibility. That courage and conviction to follow a path will serve a man well in his future, no matter what vocational path he ultimately follows. A fourth consideration is this. I think it is possible to attend university or undertake other training if a person decides to discontinue his or her religious formation. While there are advantages in completing a degree before entering a church vocation, some people feel that if they put off their plans in pursuing their vocation for a number of years in order to complete other studies, it may leave them feeling very unsettled and unhappy. It may also be very difficult for them to carry out those studies with happiness and conviction if they really feel that they want to be in a seminary, monastery or convent at that time. By contrast, those who pursue their calling and then discover that this is not their vocation are more likely to have a greater aptitude for whatever is ahead of them, because they will not be distracted by thinking, what if? What if? And fifthly, the maturity and life experience gained in a seminary or religious house is invaluable to young people's personal development. In addition to studying, they develop a whole range of insights, skills and habits for their life ahead. From my experience, the experience of life that men gain in the seminary does not compare poorly with those they may gain elsewhere. On the contrary, time in the seminary is an incredibly maturing experience for young men, because they live in community and experience life in a way which gives more insight than many other ways of life, especially during their pastoral work in parishes, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, etc. They're often touched by the privileged experience of being invited into a wide variety of people's lives in ways that others are not. They meet and mix with so many people. Priests often experience in 1 week what the average person would experience in a whole lifetime, because they are called to accompany those entrusted to their care in a wide variety of ways, from the cradle to the grave. And since seminarians are trained to serve others in this way, they accrue many experiences of life and encounter much of the world we live in which they would otherwise not see. Notwithstanding these considerations, I recognise that it is difficult and takes a great effort on the part of parents to trust that God will look after their son or daughter if one of their children decides to pursue a religious vocation. If you are in a position at the moment where you want to raise this issue with your parents, but you're not sure the best way to speak to them about it, or if you have fears about raising it with them, I really recommend that you speak to your vocation director about it. He or she will be able to suggest some practical ways to tackle the situation and also give you some help in how to deal with those fears through your prayer. Vocation directors, like myself, are often in the habit of visiting the family of those who are aspiring towards a church vocation. I've done this in the comfort of their home, which gives me the opportunity to listen to and address the parents' concerns. Do you have a question about vocations? Just leave it on our message bank on 02 8005 1530, or email them to vocations@cradio.org.au. Next up, vocations news and events from Sister Anthony Mary and Elizabeth Arblaster.